Waves auf Flux FM mit Teeth White. Ein Stück Musik aus ihrer neuen Platte If I Was, die die Schwestern heute Abend nochmal vorstellen werden, und zwar im Heimathafen Neukölln. Schon jetzt sind die drei Staves bei mir und wir quatschen ein bisschen über die heimlich getätigten Aufnahmen zum zweiten Album, das wir gerade schon angesprochen haben. If I Was heißt das Ding. Mit Justin Vernon und den Bon Iver Boys waren sie in Wisconsin und haben da dieses Album aufgenommen. Da reden wir gleich noch ein bisschen drüber. Wir sprechen außerdem über die Vor- und Nachteile einer Family Affair Band. Wir gucken nochmal auf die ersten Schritte zurück und besprechen noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es nochmal Hello Emily, Camilla and Jessica Stavely Taylor.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, I was hoping for an answer in the choir. But I mean,
Hello.
You're so
Hello.
Used. Welcome to Flux FM. So how are you doing? Everything all right? You seem to be good. You were on the terrace for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Had a chance to just sit back and relax.
Yeah, Berlin is treating us very well. We brought the sunshine, guys.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, thank you. I really do. I mean, these are the first days with the sunshine that we experienced this year. So
it's gorgeous.
We're all
beautiful.
Re-emerging from a super deep black hole.
Yeah. But,
I mean, you guys are from England. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Right? We're out of hibernation now.
Yeah. So where are you coming from today, actually? Where have you played yesterday, or where have you been yesterday?
Our last show was in Hamburg, uh-huh. which was on Saturday night. So we had the day off in Berlin yesterday, which
beautiful.
Was really nice. And it was also nice and sunny.
Uh-huh.
So we've been really lucky. We've had time to just hang out and go for coffees and some beers and eat some food.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Cool. I mean, you've deserved it. You've been traveling a lot already this year, right?
It's been busy, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. A sunny day off in Berlin is exactly... I think it was meant for you to have one.
Yes, it was. So thank you for making that happen.
Yeah. Yes. It's no problem. I mean, we have the budget, you know, we have the connections.
Yep.
So we changed the weather for you. It's no problem. Well, congratulations again on your second LP, If I Was. It's been recorded secretively with Justin Vernon in his April Bay Studios in Wisconsin. Now, I was asking myself how important was going there without telling anyone at the label before, because I can imagine that there must have been a little bit of pressure after one very successful album and a few EPs. Mm-hmm. The guys at the label must have been like, oh, we got to do a second album with those girls. They're going to shoot like a rocket, you know?
Yeah, well, we were still touring our first album, and so we just took some time, like literally 10 days between touring, to go out and visit Justin. And so we didn't tell anyone because no one knew what we were doing anyway. They just thought we were on the road and having a bit of a holiday for 10 days.
Mm.
And it was really good because there was no pressure and we were able to just really have fun and experiment. And we had all these new songs that weren't even finished. They were just ideas. And as soon as we got to the studio, I think everything just came out, like all these ideas and all these songs.
Yeah.
And we realized that we really, really needed time in a studio because we'd just been in a van for 2 years, basically.
Yeah.
So it was perfect. And we kept it a secret for about 6 months. We went back like 2 or 3 times.
That's so cool.
And the record company were like, why are you spending all our money? Where have you been?
I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, it wasn't a total secret. Except for at the very beginning.
Okay.
We played them little bits and we said, we don't know what it is yet. I don't know if it's an album or if it's just experimenting. And very quickly, it really turned into an album after
that. But I've read that you used the same trick towards yourselves in some way, because you yourself didn't even know if you were recording an album or if you're just checking out new sounds or checking the vibes with Justin. And he all of a sudden said, I think we're going to make an album here, right? He was seeing it all of a sudden. So and then
we kind of all realized at the same time. It was the end of the second trip out there and we had all these demos that were really strong, and we were all just kind of like, I think this is more than just making a few demos for fun. And Justin was like, is this an album? We were like, I think so. He was like, can I produce it? I was like, I think you are, brother.
Cool. And I mean, I watched some video footage from that time in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
With snowy surroundings, like pretty cold when you were there, right?
Yeah.
And there's footage of Justin talking about you and you can see his eyes glow. I mean, he really seems to be another brother from another mother that's joined the family, right? I mean, that's another thing that I find interesting is that it seemed to be such a familiar vibe with Justin and his band. That it was that something that's important to you, that you feel connected to those guys and that they treat you maybe like brothers or something?
Yeah, yeah, really. And we toured with them across the US and Canada and Europe. So mm-hmm. we'd had enough time to kind of become a bit of a family on the road anyway. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think just being in the studio and being locked away, and it was like minus 25 out what? There, it was so cold. It really helped to bond and yeah. connect.
And it helped with smoking less. That's what I read as well. Because yeah. when you went out for a smoke, your hands were crippled, yeah. actually,
it's
when you came
way,
back, right?
It's a good way to quit smoking.
The smoking claw.
The smoking claw, yeah, that's what I read about.
Yeah. But it was so
let's
great.
Let's do some Django Reinhardt licks on the...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, but it must have been a fun time over there in Wisconsin. And I can really see on that video footage that you connected with Justin Vernon. And I think it's a really cool step for a second album after you've recorded your first album with two Johns, yeah. you know, with the father and son connection, mm-hmm. two people who basically recorded every album that we love, yeah. you know? I mean, if you combine the work of those two, it's crazy. So that was another good move to go see Justin, I think, and
yeah.
then turn a screw.
Yeah, we feel very, very lucky to have met some really good and very talented people yeah. as well. And the fact that, like you're saying, we felt so comfortable with him, it's like, it's quite a vulnerable position you put yourself in
sure.
When you're recording and when you're trying out ideas. Mm.
Especially when you're recording with a guy who's making music on his own, you know?
Yeah.
He's not just like a producer says,
exactly.
we need more bass frequency here, girls. He's going to be like, oh, I don't know if the composition
yeah.
of that song is really suitable for that album.
And we're really big fans of his music
yeah.
and we have so much respect for him. So as well, it's kind of like, I really hope he likes the music, But yeah, he did, and it worked out. It worked out really well, and I think it was a great environment where we were able to try out our ideas, and we weren't afraid to make mistakes because
yeah.
we trusted everyone around us so much,
yeah.
which is kind of the first time I think we felt that free to really try things out.
Yeah, yeah. And on that video footage, you see the drummer trying out various crazy things for
yeah.
your record and stuff.
Yeah.
It really, it seems like an inspiring time that you had there.
Yeah.
Before we talk a bit more, let's listen to an older song. It's been on my mind for days now because I knew that you were coming. Here's a Tongue Behind My Teeth. From the
yeah.
States, nochmal. The Staves mit Tongue Behind My Teeth. Nochmal ein Stück aus dem Debütalbum Dead and Born and Grown, das sie damals mit den Johns aufgenommen haben, mit Ethan und Glyn Johns, die beide wirklich die komplette Diskografie des Lux FM Programms eigentlich aufgenommen haben. Die neue Platte If I Was jetzt, die ist aufgenommen worden mit Justin Vernon und seinen Boys von Bon Iver. Da war man schön in Wisconsin, im kalten Wisconsin, halt gefroren und schön Musik aufgenommen. You got that part, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wisconsin part. yeah. Well, when one's looking at you, one can feel that there's a lot of advantages of being in a band that's made of sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's physically, there's advantages when it comes to the resemblance of your voices and how they all fit together and sound as one at a certain point is really magical, actually, really
oh,
is.
Thank
I was
you.
Listening to it, and one really can hear that you're related to each other and that there's a special connection between those voices. It's not just like three friends who've practiced a lot. One can really hear that. And then there's psychological advantages as well because there's situations where there's a lot of pressure on the band. And I think when you're with your sisters, you can really talk about that more easily than with some strangers or with friends even. But I want to know, are there disadvantages maybe as well to working in a band with your sisters?
There are. Yeah.
For your parents, for example. They never see one of you.
No, our parents never see us anymore, basically. We're always away. I think that it's the same, I guess, even if you're not sisters, that we spend a lot of time together and it's always important to have some space from one another. But it makes it harder because we are sisters and we are family that it spills into your home life when you're not
sure.
doing the band stuff. It's like, oh, I want to go and see my family and like, oh, but you are my family and I've already seen you every day for the last year. So, I think we try and just find a balance between the the work, mm-hmm. I guess, and the family life. And mm-hmm. it can be difficult sometimes, but we're all in the same position, so yeah. we understand.
Do you forbid yourself to talk about band topics when you're having a dinner with your parents, maybe?
Yeah, sometimes we try and do that. We're like, right, phones off. No one's allowed to say the word email. Let's just drink
or
a bottle of
Twitter
wine.
Or Facebook.
Okay. Nope.
But yeah, it's very hard because also our parents want to talk to us about the band and see okay. how it's going. And before you know it, you've been yeah. talking about yourself yeah. for yeah. a long time.
Or sometimes, like when we get home from a tour, and I'll see my mum for a cup of tea. And I'll say, oh, Mum, I've got to tell you about the tour. It was really good. She's like, yeah, I know. I spoke to Jess already. I was
no.
You know everything.
And I showed her all my photos already.
And they're the same as mine.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though. But when I was thinking about that relationship within the band, I was looking at another band that we play right now called... this is a beautiful duo. And they're called... Ward and the Mama Bear. Madison Ward and the Mama Bear. Have you heard of them?
No.
That's a son-mother duo, actually. The guy's 36 and he's playing with his 60-year-old mother.
Wow.
Two guys from the States as well. And they're super sweet. We have to check them out on video because they're super sweet when they're playing with each other. And I had them in the back of my mind because I've read that as soon as they start playing, they actually forget that they're related to each other. Mm. And they only look at each other as musicians that they partner up with. They'd be like, yeah, I play that. They can play it right, brother.
Yeah.
Well, not brother, son.
Yeah.
But you know, they stop thinking about it. Is this something that's happening to you as well on stage?
Yeah.
That you kind of forget about?
I think I'm not looking at you on stage going like, oh, that's my sister over there on my right playing. I'm just looking at you as someone who's on stage with me in the performance.
Yeah.
And we're also joined by three guys who play with us too. So yeah, it's more of a feeling of a group of people and you're all trying to kind of connect with each other and hold it all together for the show. So, yeah, I guess it's just later on you remember that it's your sisters that you sang that song
yeah.
with. But at the same time, it's there all the time anyway.
Yeah, sure.
So I think we do feel it, but yeah. I don't think about it.
Another interesting thing that I found out a bit about you guys is that you actually started your career playing open mic nights at a place called Horns Pub in Watford. That's where you're from, right?
Yeah.
And then there's another thing that bothers me because there's so many English bands that come to me and complain about English club owners, especially about open mic nights, that all the club owners really like abuse the bands and suck everything out of them. They won't pay them anything. They kick them out of the club again as soon as they finish their set. And really, I hear a lot about bands being treated badly in English clubs, but I mean that Horns Pub, it must be an exception, right? Because what I read about that place, it seemed really peaceful and magical, and they let you start their career there. Or is it that you're not as sensitive as the boys in the business?
I would say that the way people treat bands playing in Europe and specifically in Germany is amazing.
Yeah, it's so good.
We get treated so well over here, so much better than at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is wonderful. But yeah, the Horns, I mean, it was a great place to start. It was kind of the only pub that was playing live music in our hometown of Watford. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you do kind of open mics. Like we just, you know, you get up and you put your name on a chalkboard and you get up and do two songs or something. And then we eventually did a gig there and then we did a few more gigs there. And yeah, they gave us some money and they were really nice to us.
Oh, really? Cool.
We'd get a pint and we had a great time there.
And it's good. It's good to hear, though. There's exceptions from the rule.
There are exceptions.
Yeah. Because I don't know. I think it started with Who Made Who, who was a Danish band, actually, from Denmark.
Uh-huh.
And they actually quitted playing UK shows. Although they made a little money, they felt they weren't treated right.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you super sensitive guys, or is there some truth to it?
Mm. Yeah, I think there's not much funding for the arts and stuff in the UK. So I don't think there's as much money there as there is in some other countries.
Yeah.
But I don't really know all the reasons behind it. But yeah,
there's no funding in Germany,
really,
actually, too, for pop music, no.
Man.
It's just club owners who...
Everyone's so friendly.
German efficiency. They get organized. They make money out of the great act and then they give it to the little act.
And then they give us nice bread and ham and cheeses and beers backstage. It's good.
Cool. Yeah. So I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank you.
Have great fun at the backstage area.
Oh, yeah.
just steal a bit of cheese for the tour, for the rest of the tour. So you got enough food?
Yeah, we make a sandwich for breakfast.
Well, we're driving to Munich tomorrow, so we're going to have to take all the food in the van and eat it on the way.
Yeah, and that's totally okay for the German club owner, I swear. Wer heute Abend in den Heimathafen Neukölln gehen möchte, um die wunderbaren Staves live zu betrachten, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer anruft, der steht auf der Gästeliste für The Staves. Oh, thank you for visiting. And I hope I'll see you again as soon as you visit Berlin the next time. You know where we live and you know where we are right now. So
we'll be here on the terrace next time.
Yeah. I'll see you there. Okay. Yeah. Und hier zum Abschluss nochmal eine Live-Version ihres Stückes Black and White. Die haben sie bei ihrem letzten Besuch schon aufgenommen. Hier sind die Staves nochmal mit Black and White in der Live-Version. Heute Abend im Heimathafen Neukölln. Für Tickets für die allerletzten könnt ihr auch nochmal anrufen unter 030 2000 9000. Thank you, girls. Bye, bye.
Thanks.
Tschüss.
Tschüss.
Black and white, it isn't done, it isn't right. See it there before my eyes. It's a sorry song, a sorry sight. Sunk your teeth in me deep. I couldn't sing, I couldn't sleep. Beat your chest with both your hands. For all I was, for all I am, all I am. Thoughts solidified, sudden died.